The Powerful and Intelligent Women Joining the Trump Administration. By Katherine Hamilton on November 28, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump been rolling out his cabinet picks in the days since his election victory against Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris. Despite claims from Democrats that President-elect Donald Trump is never round strong, intelligent women, he has, so far, selected 10 fierce women for highly consequential positions within his cabinet and administration. The selections have been praised by many MAGA Republicans, who view them as people who will disrupt the system. Trump's cabinet picks must go through the Senate confirmation process. However, the president-elect is pushing for recess appointments to avoid delaying the execution of his agenda when he returns to the White House. Here are the 10 women Trump has chosen so far to work in his administration. 1. Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles. Within a day of winning the election, Trump announced that his campaign co-chair, Susie Wiles, will be his chief of staff. Wiles made history as the architect of Trump's return to the White House, which has been deemed one of the greatest comebacks in American political history. She will make history again as the first female presidential chief of staff. Susie Wiles just helped me achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history, and was an integral part of both my 2016 and 2020 successful campaigns, Trump said in a statement. Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. Susie will continue to work tirelessly to make America great again. It is a well-deserved honor to have Susie as the first ever female chief of staff in United States history. I have no doubt that she will make our country proud, he continued. Wiles will play the most crucial official role in staffing the administration. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance and Donald Trump Jr. are also playing crucial roles in staffing upper-tier positions in the administration. 2. White House Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt. Trump has chosen his campaign national spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt to serve as White House Press Secretary. Leavitt, 27, will be the youngest White House Press Secretary in history. She previously served in Trump's first administration as Assistant Press Secretary. Caroline Leavitt did a phenomenal job as the National Press Secretary on my historic campaign, and I am pleased to announce she will serve as White House Press Secretary, Trump said. Caroline is smart, tough, and has proven to be a highly effective communicator. I have the utmost confidence she will excel at the podium and help deliver our message to the American people as we make America great again. Before joining his 2024 campaign, Leavitt worked as a spokesperson for MAGA Incorporated, which is a super PAC that supports Trump, according to CBS News. She ran for Congress in New Hampshire in 2022 and won in a 10-way Republican primary before ultimately losing to incumbent Representative Chris Pappas, D. She also worked as the communications director for Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, whom Trump has chosen to serve as his U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, UN. 3. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. Trump has selected former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, RHI, to serve as his Director of National Intelligence, DNI. In a press release from the Trump-Vance transition team, Trump praised Gabbard as having fought for the United States and for the freedoms of all Americans. I am pleased to announce that former Congresswoman, Lieutenant Colonel Tulsi Gabbard, will serve as the Director of National Intelligence, DNI. For over two decades, Tulsi has fought for our country and the freedoms of all Americans, Trump said in his statement. As a former candidate for the Democrat presidential nomination, she has broad support in both parties, she is now a proud Republican. Trump added that Gabbard would bring the fearless spirit that has defined her illustrious career to the intelligence community and would champion the American people's constitutional rights. Tulsi will make us all proud, Trump added. The press release from the Trump-Vance transition team went on to highlight Gabbard's time serving in the National Guard, including several deployments to the Middle East. Gabbard previously ran as a Democrat candidate for president in the 2020 presidential election. During a Democratic primary debate, Gabbard criticized Vice President Kamala Harris, who had been serving as a California senator at the time, over her record as the Attorney General of the state and for having jailed thousands of people for marijuana. the former Democrat congresswoman, who has been critical of the Democrat Party, announced in August that she was endorsing Trump for president. In her endorsement of Trump, Gabbard highlighted how Trump didn't start any new wars and had taken action to de-escalate and prevent wars during his first term as president. After announcing in 2022 that she was leaving the Democrat Party, Gabbard shared in October 2024 that she was joining the Republican Party, which she described as being the party of the people. Gabbard, who has roots in both Hawaiian and Samoan cultures, would be the first DNI from the Pacific Islander community, according to Reuters. 4. Attorney General Pam Bondi. Trump nominated Pam Bondi as Attorney General last week in the wake of former Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, dropping out due to an ethics probe alleging sexual misconduct. Bondi was Florida's first female Attorney General and served two terms after being elected to the post in 2010. Pam was a prosecutor for nearly 20 years, where she was very tough on violent criminals and made the streets safe for Florida families. Then, as Florida's first female Attorney General, she worked to stop the trafficking of deadly drugs and reduce the tragedy of fentanyl overdose deaths, which have destroyed many families across our country, Trump said in a statement. She did such an incredible job that I asked her to serve on our Opioid and Drug Abuse Commission during my first term. We saved many lives. For too long, the partisan Department of Justice has been weaponized against me and other Republicans, not anymore, Trump said. Pam will refocus the DOJ to its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again. Bondi has positioned herself as a staunch Trump ally and has severely criticized the criminal cases launched against him during his campaign, as noted by the Associated Press. She has been a vocal critic of the criminal cases against Trump as well as Jack Smith, the special counsel who charged Trump in two federal cases, the outlet reported. In one radio appearance, she blasted Smith and other prosecutors who have charged Trump as horrible people. She said were trying to make names for themselves by going after Donald Trump and weaponizing our legal system. 5. Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Governor Kristi Noem, RSD. Trump nominated South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R, for Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and hailed her for her stance on border security. Kristi has been very strong on border security. She was the first governor to send National Guard soldiers to help Texas fight the Biden border crisis, and they were sent a total of 8 times. She will work closely with Border Czar Tom Homan to secure the border, and will guarantee that our American homeland is secure from our adversaries, Trump said in a statement. I have known Kristi for years, and have worked with her on a wide variety of projects. She will be a great part of our mission to make America safe again, he added. Noem graciously accepted the nomination and said she looks forward to working with Border Czar Tom Homan to make America safe again. With Donald Trump, we will secure the border and restore safety to American communities so that families will again have the opportunity to pursue the American dream, she said. As Breitbart News previously reported, South Dakota, like many of the interior states, loses investment and wealth because migration provides a fresh coastal workforce for the coastal investors who prefer not to invest in distant, interior states. The DHS job also plays to Noem's strengths because it requires much public and private diplomacy in the United States, Mexico, Latin America, Europe, and Asia, Breitbart's Neil Monroe wrote. As Trump noted, Noem was elected in 2018 as South Dakota's first ever female governor. She was re-elected in 2022 with the largest vote total in the history of South Dakota. Before her governorship, she served in the South Dakota legislature and in the U.S. House of Representatives. 6. Ambassador to the United Nations, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY. Trump has chosen Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, calling her an incredibly strong, tough, and smart America First fighter. I'm truly honored to earn President Trump's nomination to serve in his cabinet as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Stefanik told the New York Post when she accepted the nomination. During my conversation with President Trump, I shared how deeply humbled I am to accept his nomination and that I look forward to earning the support of my colleagues in the United States Senate. President Trump's historic landslide election has given hope to the American people and is a reminder that brighter days are ahead, both at home and abroad, she said. America continues to be the beacon of the world. But we expect and must demand that our friends and allies be strong partners in the peace we seek. As Breitbart News reported, Stefanik rose to prominence in the House in 2021 after replacing Liz Cheney as conference chair. She then played a pivotal part in the Republican effort to retake control of the House during the 2022 midterms. Earlier this year, the New York congresswoman was the leading Republican focused on rooting out anti-Semitism on college campuses. 7. Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon. Trump has chosen Linda McMahon to head the Department of Education, calling her a fierce advocate for parents' rights. McMahon previously served as the administrator of the Small Business Administration and is the co-founder and former CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. In a press release from the Trump Vance transition team, Trump said his administration would send education back to the states and added that McMahon would be spearheading the effort. It is my great honor to announce that Linda McMahon, former administrator of the Small Business Administration, will be the United States Secretary of Education, Trump said. For the past 4 years, as the chair of the board of the America First Policy Institute, AFPI, Linda has been a fierce advocate for parents' rights, working hard at both AFPI and America First Works, AFW, to achieve universal school choice in 12 states, giving children the opportunity to receive an excellent education, regardless of zip code or income. As Secretary of Education, Linda will fight tirelessly to expand choice to every state in America and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their families, he added. The press release continued. Linda served for 2 years on the Connecticut Board of Education, where she was one of 15 members overseeing all public education in the state, including its technical high school system. She also served as a member of the Board of Trustees at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut, for two stints totaling over 16 years. She is now doing an incredible job as co-chair of our Trump Vance transition team. Linda will use her decades of leadership experience and deep understanding of both education and business to empower the next generation of American students and workers and make America number one in education in the world. We will send education back to the states, and Linda will spearhead that effort. Trump has previously expressed support for ending the Department of Education and sending education back down into the hands of the states. But if you moved education back to the 50 states, you'll have some that won't do well, but they'll actually be forced to do better because it'll be a pretty bad situation, Trump told Elon Musk during an X Spaces interview in August. But if you think about it, you'll have some of these states. I'll bet you'd have 30, 35 states where education will be much better. And you know what? It'll cost less than half what it is in Washington. And these people don't care about the students in these faraway states. 8. Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. Trump has chosen Brooke Rollins to serve as the Secretary of Agriculture for the Department of Agriculture. Rollins serves as the President and CEO of the America First Policy Institute, AFPI, and previously served as the Acting Director of the Domestic Policy Council. Trump stated that in her previous roles on the 2016 Economic Advisory Council and serving on the Domestic Policy Council, she had helped develop and manage the transformational domestic policy agenda during his first administration. It is my great honor to nominate Brooke L. Rollins from the great state of Texas to serve as the 33rd United States Secretary of Agriculture, Trump said. Brooke was on my 2016 Economic Advisory Council and did an incredible job during my first term as the Director of the Domestic Policy Council, Director of the Office of American Innovation, and Assistant to the President for Strategic Initiatives. Trump added, in these roles, she helped develop and manage the transformational domestic policy agenda of my administration. Brooke has spent the past 4 years as the founder and CEO of the America First Policy Institute, AFPI, and America First Works, AFW, building a team of loyal patriots and championing the policies of our America First agenda. Brooke's commitment to support the American farmer, defense of America food self-sufficiency, and the restoration of agriculture-dependent American small towns is second to none. a proud graduate of Texas A&M University. Brooke earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in Agriculture Development, and JD, with honors. From her upbringing in the small and agriculture-centered town of Glen Rose, Texas, to her years of leadership involvement with Future Farmers of America and 4-H, to her generational family farming background, to guiding her four kids in their show cattle careers. Brooke has a practitioner's experience, along with deep policy credentials in both nonprofit and government leadership at the state and national levels. As our next Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke will spearhead the effort to protect American farmers, who are truly the backbone of our country. Congratulations, Brooke. In a post on X, Rollins thanked Trump for selecting her to lead the Department of Agriculture, describing it as an honor to be able to fight for America's farmers and our nation's agricultural communities. Thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to serve as the next U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Rollins wrote. It will be the honor of my life to fight for America's farmers and our nation's agricultural communities. This is big stuff for a small-town ag girl from Glen Rose, Texas. Truly the American dream at its greatest. 9. Secretary of Labor, Lori Chavez de Remer. Trump nominated Representative Lori Chavez de Remer, RR, to be the Secretary of the Department of Labor. Lori has worked tirelessly with both business and labor to build America's workforce and support the hardworking men and women of America, Trump said, adding that he looks forward to their work together and the opportunities that await America's workforce. I look forward to working with her to create tremendous opportunity for American workers, to expand training and apprenticeships, to grow wages and improve working conditions, to bring back our manufacturing jobs. Together, we will achieve historic cooperation between business and labor that will restore the American dream for working families. Trump emphasized that Chavez de Remer has strong support among both the business and labor communities. Lori's strong support from both the business and labor communities will ensure that the Labor Department can unite Americans of all backgrounds behind our agenda for unprecedented national success, making America richer, wealthier, stronger and more prosperous than ever before. Chavez de Remer expressed her excitement and gratitude in a tweet shortly after Trump's announcement. Thank you for this opportunity, President Trump. Chavez de Remer wrote. Working class Americans finally have a lifeline with you in the White House. It's time to bring our economy to new heights and secure a prosperous future for all hardworking Americans, she added. Chavez de Remer has served as the Congresswoman for Oregon's 5th Congressional District since 2022. Before her election as a congresswoman, she served two terms as mayor of Happy Valley from 2010 to 2018 and served as Happy Valley City Council president before that. Chavez de Remer and her husband, Dr. Sean de Remer, have opened several medical clinics in the Northwest and also founded an anesthesia management company. 10. Surgeon General, Dr. Jeanette Nshiwat. Trump's elected family medicine doctor and Fox News contributor Dr. Jeanette Nshiwat to be the next U.S. Surgeon General and said she will play a pivotal role in making America healthy again. Nshiwat said is deeply honored and humbled to be nominated for the position. Thank you, Mr. President, for your trust, she said. I pledge to work tirelessly to promote health, inspire hope, and serve our nation with dedication and compassion. In a statement, Trump called Nshiwat a fierce advocate and strong communicator for preventive medicine and public health, and said she is committed to ensuring that Americans have access to affordable, quality, health care, and believes in empowering individuals to take charge of their health to live longer, healthier lives. He continued. During the COVID-19 pandemic, she worked on the front lines in New York City treating thousands of Americans and helped patients in the aftermath of President Donald Trump's historic Operation Warp Speed that saved hundreds of millions of lives. Her expertise and leadership have been pivotal during some of the most challenging healthcare crises of our time. Dr. Jeanette provided on-the-ground medical treatment to Americans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and the Joplin tornadoes. She is also a member of Samaritan's Purse Disaster Assistance Relief Team, and has provided life-saving care during crises in Morocco, Haiti, and Poland. A proud graduate of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, Dr. Nshiwat's journey began with humble roots as one of five children raised by a widowed immigrant mother who worked as a nurse, he added. Inspired by her mother's resilience and compassion, Dr. Nshiwat pursued a life of service, transforming her deep-seated desire to help others into a distinguished medical career. Paul Bois, Nick Gilbertson, Elizabeth Weibel, and Wendell Hasebo contributed to this report.